Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, welcome back to the show. And joining us now, one of the tops in the business and knows the ACC inside and out, the great David Hale is with us. David, good evening to you. How are you?
I don't feel comfortable with this introduction. This is setting way too high of a bar that I cannot possibly exceed.
All right, here's the lousy David Hale.
Yes. All right. I might just manage to hurdle my way over that.
I don't know about that. All right. Well, let me see. We see you on ACC Network. Now that ESPN and Disney have solved their problem, I can watch it again.
And
we can get you on Twitter and we can get you on ESPN. Am I missing any other forms out there that you are participating on?
If you want to drop by my kid's school in the afternoon, I'll be waiting in the pickup line, and we can chat for a little while. I ain't got nothing else going on.
All right, that's good.
But that's about it.
All right. Let's start with this. Your thoughts so far of the University of Miami and their start?
This is sort of a perfect storm. They have been fantastic. And, look, I don't want to suggest that they have played the greatest of competition thus far. I would suggest that even Miami fans would agree with that, because it allows them to say how much that Florida stinks. But they have been every bit as good as we would have hoped that they would be through three games. And then on top of that, Florida State's 0-3, Clemson has a loss, NC State has a loss. Like the stars have aligned at least through the first 3 weeks of the season to suggest that Miami's highest aspirations are coming together nicely, and I don't want to jinx anything. I will knock on wood for you.
Thank you.
But I mean, look, I talked to Lance Guidry last night, and he made a point of saying, like, the job is going to get tougher from here, and it absolutely is. But thus far, if you're checking off boxes on the list of things you need to see, you've checked off a lot of boxes so far.
Yeah, I knew you were going to have a conversation with Coach Guidry, and I said to Don Bailey Jr. in the first hour, one of my favorite commercials is the Mayhem Man, and that's Lance Guidry. He creates mayhem, and Miami's numbers back that up. What are some of the impressions you have from Coach Guidry after your conversation with him?
Well, one of the great things is they're playing really great complementary defense right now, which I think you would see at times over the last few years. Like, you know, Ruben Cabane was great last year, but they weren't necessarily great across the line. The line would have a big day, and the secondary would not. Or the secondary, you know, would Cam Kitchens would pick off a couple passes, but that was the extent of what happened in the run game. The run defense would stink. Thus far, they have been really good in every facet, and guys are doing their jobs. When I talked to Guidry last night, and one of the guys that we talked a lot about was O.J. Frederic, who you would normally feel pretty uncomfortable with a true freshman starting at corner for you, but he has gone through the rigors through 3 weeks, which, again, it will get more rigorous, but because the defensive front has played so well, it has allowed him to get his feet wet in real game opportunities that, you know, as we get further and further into the season and those challenges get bigger, he is better prepared for them now as a result. So it's sort of, I think, you know, it's like if you're building a gumbo, all the ingredients are right now, so the flavor is perfect. And, you know, that doesn't guarantee it moving forward, but I think this is my biggest takeaway, is that everything seems to be working really well, and that's great.
Big test for Frederick this week because of the offense that Miami is going to see. Let's talk about this league, the ACC. What's the best part of the ACC? What's the best part of ACC football?
Miami right now. I mean, honestly, yeah. Like it's you start looking through, and it's like it's not that Miami doesn't have competition for the top spot in the greater scheme of things. I think you'd be foolish to write off Clemson, and they've got, I think, what is a very favorable matchup, but still a very big game for them this week with NC State. You know, you look at the next sort of tier, and Georgia Tech has looked okay. Boston College has played pretty well. Both of them have a loss. Syracuse doesn't have a loss yet. They look pretty good. Cal has come out of nowhere. And I will add, Cal's like social media following has turned out to be a really nice addition to the ACC. Fun folks talking a lot of smack to Florida State. This is all great. But it's not the power hierarchy that we would have thought coming into the season of Miami, Clemson, Florida State, Virginia Tech, NC State, sort of way out in front. You know, most of those teams have a loss now, and I think not just a loss, but genuine concerns tagged along to it. So, my takeaway is that Miami is in the catbird seat. It guarantees absolutely nothing because there's a lot more games to play, including an entire ACC slate. But you start looking around the league, and it's easy to see flaws almost everywhere except at Miami, which you've got to at least squint a little harder before you start picking things apart.
I want to get to Cal in a moment, but my next question is, since I asked you what is the best part of the league, what is the opposite of that? What is the worst part of the ACC?
Are you just teeing me up to say something mean about the folks up in Tallahassee? Is that what you're doing?
No, I was thinking of this, saying something mean about certain people in Charlotte, but no.
Well,
not the commissioner. Maybe the guys who wear the stripes.
Yeah. Those two. Pat Narduzzi will tell you about those. If you got questions, ask Pat. He's already paid a fine, so he can chip in on that. The problem that the ACC faces, I don't think the league is bad this year, but this has been sort of this ongoing concern. Miami, frankly, has been a part of the problem in years past, which is you're always fighting an uphill battle on the narrative surrounding the league, that the ACC deserves to be viewed on equal footing with the Big Ten and the SEC, or even the Big 12 to some degree. And when your signature programs are not winning at a signature level, it is hard to win that narrative. So great that Cal's playing great, great that Syracuse is playing good football. But they need something from Florida State and Clemson and Miami and Virginia Tech. Like, those are the brands that have to matter. And this year, Miami is doing its part so far, but the others have not. And certainly in years past, that has been, you know, it would have been great if Florida State and Clemson were battling atop the ACC the last few years. But instead, it was Florida State was really good for a couple of years, and then then Clemson had been good before that, but they weren't. They've been good at the same time, like really elite good at the same time. Neither has Miami and Florida State. So the ACC desperately needs some – there's going to be some very loud motorcycles going by in a second. The ACC desperately needs – this always makes for great
radio. Where are you, Wake Forest? Are we at a Wake Forest basketball game?
Yeah, it's just Deacon riding around on his motorcycle. The problem is the narrative is the problem that the ACC faces. And when Florida State's 0-3 – as much as everybody else in the ACC might want to point and laugh, it hurts the narrative, the visual surrounding the league.
You know, I don't know why this just popped into my head. Maybe because you will understand this, I think, because you're probably crazy enough to understand this from another crazy person. But what this league doesn't have, and I think they've tried their best to mute it, is pizzazz. And Miami brings pizzazz, but they need teams with pizzazz, teams that people will love or hate. And right. I mean, you know, Florida State people, they do know the garnet and gold. They know the orange and green in Miami, but the league needs more personality.
A little Lane Kiffin in the league would probably go a long way. And Dabo was that guy for a long time, and I think he felt very burned by the fact that people would criticize him for the things that he'd say. And so he has been pointedly more reserved over the last couple of years and not trying to stir the pot as much, although I don't think he was ever trying to stir the pot. He just did it because it came naturally. And even somebody like Cristobal is – I mean, I think if you sat down with a beer and chatted with Mario, he'd have some really good things to say. But he is not somebody who gets in front of the camera a lot and wants to stir things up. He is about getting to work. And Mike Norvell is a really likable guy who does not talk a bunch of smack. You know, there's just not, boy, what I wouldn't give for, like, that Jimbo Fisher press conference railing against Nick Saban a few years ago. Like, there's not, you know, the rivalries of old have sort of, you know, they still exist, and certainly like a Miami-Florida State still exists within the fan base and I think within the players, but it's just that it doesn't have the same sort of epic scale that it had in, you know, the 80s and 90s and early 2000s.
I'm not sure what the spread is, but no one would have thought at the beginning of the year that Cal would be going to Tallahassee 3-0 and Florida State would be 0-3. And this is a big thing. No. Cal's going to go in there with a ton of confidence, and they are playing, I think, pretty good football.
Yeah, and I mean, they've already gone into a very hostile environment in Auburn and won a game right. that nobody thought they were going to win. This, I'm guessing, will be a, you know, if there's hostility at Doak this Saturday, it maybe is likely aimed at Florida State by its own fans as it is at Cal. Look, it's a team, they are polar opposites in a lot of ways. I think the talent on Florida State is through the roof. There's guys that you have huge expectations for. Cal's the opposite. I mean, they're very sort of under the radar, but Cal is doing all the little things right. They aren't making mistakes. They're getting takeaways, which has been huge for them. They're playing fundamental football. Florida State's the exact opposite. They have all the big names and the recruiting pedigree, and they're making huge mistakes. And it's like, you know, you watch the defense sometimes, and it looks like they met each other getting off the bus that day. Like, there's just not communication. There's not guys in the right spots doing what they're supposed to do. This game is a portrait of how to take a less talent and win with it, and a portrait of how to take more talent and lose with it. Now, I say all of this, and Florida State will win by 3 touchdowns, and Cal will throw 6 picks or something like that, because that's the way college football works. But through 3 games, that is certainly the story of those two programs.
So Miami gets Cal in 2 weeks. But next week, after South Florida, and not looking past South Florida, but since we're inside the league, Virginia Tech is going to play Rutgers. I think Rutgers beat them last year. How good is Virginia Tech? They had the loss to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
They came in with, I think, a lot of expectations.
Yeah, I think people thought a lot higher of them, and I think there still is a higher ceiling than what they've shown. The O-line for them is not playing great, so if you get the good Miami defensive front, and particularly if Reuben Bain is back by then, which I think is probably a little up in the air at this point, they have not been comfortable creating a safe pocket for Kyren Drones. And I think he is a guy who actually works very effectively outside the pocket. But if you watch, he just sort of reminds me of a lot of those quarterbacks that are like trying to show something for the NFL that, hey, I can be a pocket passer too. I'm just not a guy who wins with my legs. And he's been hesitant at making decisions in the pocket, and it's cost them. So they can run the ball really well. Their defense is very stout, particularly in the secondary. They've got a guy that folks around Florida probably remember, Antoine Pell-Ryland, who started out at Florida before transferring to Virginia Tech. I think he had like 5 tackles for a loss last week. Like, he's a dude, and they got a few of those guys. So it's not going to be a team that it's going to be easy to move the ball on. But, you know, they're sort of like a little bit like Florida State in that the defense has not been consistent and the offense has struggled enough that I think it starts to wear on the defense over the course of a game, too, where they feel like they've got to be perfect to make up for an offense that's not moving the ball well. So they certainly haven't been as bad as Florida State, but that's sort of where they're at. But I assure you that don't overlook them, because there is some high-end talent there.
I have to mention that Friday is the penultimate matchup inside the ACC. It's the matchup of the greatest distance in the league. Stanford playing at Syracuse. We got it about as far east as you can go and as far west as you can go. And Stanford's coming all the way across.
And they're doing it twice, actually, because they're going to fly out to Syracuse, and then they're going to fly home after the game and then fly back out to play Clemson the next week. And this is what they've decided that is the best for them. It gets them back into their, you know, routine for at least a few days in California. They get to work out in their own facilities. They get to practice on their own practice field. They get to eat with their own dietitians and nutritionists. Like, they think that's the benefit. We'll see if it works. I mean, this is really the first big I think, true test of how this works with a football team traveling, because there's not another game on or another back-to-back on the schedule that looks like this for what Stanford's going to do over the next 2 weeks.
Well, we'll see if this whole thing with Cal and SMU and Stanford, how it plays out. We'll save the lawsuit talk for another time. I actually think it's kind of boring, lawsuit talk.
There's a reason I went to journalism school, not law school, and it wasn't the money.
I always find that funny that we're sportscasters and then we have to break down, you know, lawsuits. Like, what?
Doctors, we're lawyers, we're politicians, we're a little everything.
But by the way, if I had a dime for every lawyer that called me to ask me if they could do a radio show, I'd be very, very wealthy. So they want to do this job. And then I always say, well, can I do your job?
I just want to go into court and like do like a Matlock thing. I don't want to like actually do like the paperwork or anything.
Yeah, win all the time in court.
Yeah.
Or I'll be like the guy in suits. He never went to law school.
Yeah, that part I can do.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good memory. All right, David, always great. David Hill has been with us, ACC Network, ESPN, ACC Network Channel 612 on DirecTV, Twitter, ESPN.com. Are you on Sirius also, to the like the ACC channel on Sirius?
I talked to Roddy Jones on Sirius today, but okay. I try to, you know, I got to draw the line somewhere.
I got you. And you can also join him in his kids' pickup line at school.
Yeah.
When will we see you? Will you be? You won't be in Tampa, will you? I saw where your partner.
I will not, but Andrea's you'll get the better half of the. Yeah, you'll get the better half of the duo. Andrea will be there, and she'll be lovely and much more entertaining than me.
All right, very good. Thank you for joining us. We will reconnect when we get, you know, into the meat of the ACC season.
Sounds like a plan. Good talking to you, Jeff.
All right, take care. That's David Hale with us, ACC Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.